The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Happy Halloween. Good morning. Welcome back to K-Rock. If you slept at all last night, you are one of the very few. Road takeovers happening everywhere. Just look at Johnny. Some footage up on our socials at Klein Alley Show. Postmaster
crazy.
Johnny. He said he had a plan in place. He knew where he was headed. He made it happen. That seemed exciting, exhilarating. It's always fun when society starts to kind of fall apart, but in a fun way. And that's what was happening all over L.A. last night.
You keep playing all this audio, but not, you're not playing the best highlight from the World Series.
Well, could you play it, please, on your end?
Yeah.
I'm from New York. We're from the home of a terrorist. Yes, I'm from New York.
You're right.
I got a honey brother. Yes, I'm from New York.
Yeah, that was a beautiful song.
You should jump on that flaming bus.
What a tribute.
Yeah. That's the best part of the world.
Lots to get to this hour on the show. Can't even imagine the fact that today is going to be a long-ass day.
Wow, what a beautiful positive way.
Well, I was just thinking. Thinking about it. I feel like
dude, come on.
Today is going to be so long.
It's only like 7 or something, right?
I think a lot of like happy days for anyone who lives here.
I think I just blew my load in the first hour of the show, and I am now exhausted and realizing what a day it's going to be. So,
and then weren't you just acting like a monster off the air right now to your kids? What were you doing there?
I was just letting them know happy. Yeah, this is a big deal for them, this Halloween thing.
Yeah, of course. You know, but what was that thing you were doing?
It was funny to see your gorilla.
I'm dressed like a monkey. Dressed like a gorilla today.
Oh, right. Okay.
Allie's dressed like the crazy chimp lady. We're just going to keep wearing this costume until anyone knows who we are.
So I saw online a bunch of people were dressing up as
this. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Changing up the music a little bit today, K-Rock, understandably, because it is Halloween. So let's get into this right now. And then when you hear that doorbell ring, and it will be ringing a lot this hour, be sure to call us and trick or treat yourself into cool stuff we have at K-Rock. And that'll be happening, I'm sure, the second this song is done on KROQ. Klein Alley Show. Apologies to your dogs that are probably barking. That's just the doorbell here at K-Rock. When you hear it all show long, and you will be hearing it a lot today, call us up and you'll instantly get something from this random collection of crap we've put together. Some of it decent, some of it crap, but let's go ahead and open the door and see who we have here for the first of the trick-or-treating of the morning. Hello, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Have you slept at all, or are you wide awake?
I'm just wide awake going to work, but I was up 24/7 just watching the Dodgers do the world champion, being the world champions. But still, I love you guys.
Did you drink a lot last night out of curiosity?
What happened?
Did you drink a lot last night out of curiosity?
Well, I think I might have had a few too many, but it was all good.
Right,
you know,
of course.
The Dodgers are the world champions, baby.
All right, so, Allie, let's see what we have
that
here.
That guy's going to work right now?
Yeah, what is your job, sir? A surgeon? Dentist?
I drive for a non-emergency transport.
Oh, okay. My God.
I'm glad your job is driving.
It's about to be an emergency transport, for sure.
Yeah, they're fun. They're Dodger fans, too.
Right.
But I'm not driving at the moment, so that's a good thing, right?
It sounds like you're driving at the moment.
Well, it is. But my homie Elvis is driving.
He says, got it.
I'm not driving today, but I still love the show.
And all right, well, thank you. Hold on, Allie.
What's your job? I'm a driver, but you're drunk. Well, I'm not driving today.
At the moment. Not today. At the moment, he said. All right.
So
let's go ahead and give him something from our trick-or-treat basket here. Go ahead. This is the first person to win, but not the last. What is he getting?
All right, why don't we give this guy a K-Rock pint glass?
Oh, perfect.
That seems like a good thing to go with. And then also, because we don't just let you pick one, you get two. I'm going to give you a pickleball bag.
Oh, look at that. You're getting a pint glass and a pickleball bag. I think he's tuned us out now. All right. Does he have a van full of people that need to get somewhere for an emergency? I feel like this is one of those guys that transfers like livers and coolers and stuff. Oh, my God.
There's like six kidneys back here. Come on.
All right. Let's say hi to, let's give away one more thing right now because people calling, they heard the doorbell. Hey, Grace.
Hi.
Welcome to some adult trick-or-treating at K-Rock. Why should the kids have all the fun today? All you got to do is say trick-or-treat and Allie will tell you what she has for you.
Okay. Trick-or-treat.
All right. You're getting a In-N-Out baseball jersey. Whoa. And a Klein Alley Show enamel pin. Those are both very limited edition.
Congratulations.
I love it. Yay. Thank you.
Hold on 1 second. Keep listening for that doorbell to happen all show long. Some of those prizes are actually pretty sweet. We got tickets in there as well. We'll take a super quick break. We're back in a moment. When we return, El Cheapo wants to ask you, what is the coolest thing you've ever gotten with those points? Those points that you collect.
I want to be a points master.
You cheap people.
Queen,
everyone's
Klein.
Got their little point hacks, and El Cheapo wants to hear from you on this Thrifty Thursday. We'll be back with that and more. And then, I can't wait for it, Allie, but the 10-second freak show will begin. People have started to arrive already. Very interactive show today as we celebrate Halloween Dodgers here at Canada. Today is a great day. Especially if you're a cheap person today, because you can pretty much walk to any house anywhere, knock on the door, and they will be forced to give you something to eat. That's just kind of one of the things about Halloween. If you're cheap, you can figure out a way to go around and probably load up on enough candy to get you through the year. And also, because the Dodgers got themselves the World Series win, you got a lot of local places, establishments that are doing all sorts of celebrating specials. Come on by for free this or double down on this. And Thrifty Thursday is a day of the week that El Cheapo likes to shine. And it's time now to introduce you to the Queen Pin of Cheap, El Cheapo.
It's time to talk to the King Pin of Cheap. Here she is, El Cheapo.
So I put a post up on our Instagram yesterday asking for people's point hacks, and a lot of the responses that I got were, Allie, you look like hell. Please go see a doctor. But
yeah, you did look terrible in that video.
I was the best I could look in that moment.
I was actually surprised you didn't try to cover yourself in filters or face masks.
I did.
This is the one week.
There was a filter.
Oh,
it looked
was?
Worse. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I almost did black and white.
You should have.
But I feel like that's so obvious. And then I was like, this filter works. And then everyone was like, you look horrible.
Yeah, you look terrible. But that's not what this is about. This is about El Cheapo trying to get your points hacks, because a lot of people now like to thrive on points and use those points instead of money.
Yeah, and there are people who will really obsess over points, and I want to be one of those people. It's very time-consuming, but I ran into an old friend a couple of days ago who is one of those people who opens and closes cards all the time. She charges everything strategically.
Oh my God.
She will do meals on a certain card, travel
work.
Stuff on a different card. Yes, but she claims that she's gone on an international trip every single year with her and her family, and she has not paid a dime.
Look, I'm very jealous of the points people. I'm not one of the points people. It's way too much to keep track of.
I'm not a points anista.
You don't have one credit card where you use points?
I have.
And you just kind of forget about
it? I have multiple cards, but I have no idea. Some cards, it's 5 times on groceries or 10 times on gas.
Yeah, mine is 3 times on like meal
everything.
And like restaurants.
Yeah. I don't. And then also the people that are the real points people, they also know, like, don't waste it on the Amazon gift card where you're only getting a penny a point.
No, you need to get it on certain things at certain times of the year because you need to. There are also tons of websites that you can look up, like what is the true value of your points based on what you're buying. It's crazy.
I see a lot of TikToks.
So you've never redeemed any points, Klein?
I have, but I always do it the wrong way. Like, I'll do it for a statement credit, which is like the worst possible way to do it. Like,
oh my God, where they just put it on your credit card and they're like, here's $100. Yeah, and you're like, woo!
I use like 150,000 points to get $12 off my credit card bill.
Years ago, I went to Mexico for a week and I used my points for 2 hotel rooms for 7 days.
Yeah, see,
whoa!
Didn't pay anything.
I always hear people that say things like, if you use your points in October and you use it on Air France, you can go anywhere, anywhere in the world first class. And I'm like, I don't think that's how it works, but maybe it does. A lot of people want to brag about their points successes, and El Cheapo loves your stories. Go ahead, Sierra, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Okay, so what I do, first off, go Dodgers.
That's right, great. First off. Get it out of the way.
Aggressively hungover, so excuse.
So are we all. That's okay.
We don't judge.
But what I do is put every single group dinner on my card. I charge my friends. I'm a point whore. So I am flying first class to Japan.
Off of point. Dude, man. That's like the farthest.
Lay down all the way. It's great.
So yeah. So whenever you go out to meals with friends, they all know. No one fights you. You say, like, guys, I'm putting down the card. I want to rack up these points. I'm going to rack them up year-round. And then you know in the back of your head, you're constantly doing the math going, oh, I'm almost on a first-class trip to Japan.
Yep, I got it.
Yeah, and I try to do that, but it kind of gets old, you know.
When you try doing that?
Well, I try to pay for group dinners most of the time, and then it's like you have to be the Venmo person. But yeah. This friend that I was telling you about that I had dinner with a couple nights ago, we both put our points cards out to pay, and then she was like, "Up, you win, you get better points."
Oh, wow.
She had the points.
She stepped back. She respected the points.
Yeah, she stepped back and said, you get three times dining, so you're going to pay.
What credit card are you using?
Me?
Allie's still using her old Navy card she opened to save.
I have the free
pair of flip-flops when she checked out 6 years ago.
Well, and I will say they're more strict now about point rolling over, because other people would roll over points, combine points, whatever. But the one I have is the Chase Sapphire Reserve card, which you get like three times the points on everything that's travel and dining related. But it's not just about airfares. Somebody on DMs on Instagram said, Buffalo Wild Wings is on my route to work. So as I pass on the freeway, I check in every single day. And when you check in, you get points.
What?
And now over the course of many months, I've been able to earn free meals from Buffalo Wild Wings just because I pass it every day.
I'll tell you my hack, since you want to talk about points, Allie. And I haven't been using them successfully at all, because I do hear these stories. I have quite a few people over the years that have said, like, oh, yeah, we're taking a family, whatever, insert cruise here or this there. And I go, that's got to be expensive. And they all just look at me and go, no, it's free. It's points. I'm like, what are you talking about? But I know that the one time I was going to call and cancel one of the credit cards, like, I was like, I can't. There's too many. I think six cards is too many. I'm going to cancel this one. And the guy's like, all right, well, how about if you stick around, we give you 100,000 points.
There you go. Pretend to leave.
So I go...
Oldest trick in the book.
I go, what will that get me? And he's like, well, that could get you a couple of tickets on Air France. But
they're back.
or you could trade in for a $30 Amazon card. I'm like, I'm going to do that.
I'm going to do
the Amazon card.
So there's a few things that I want to buy that I'm saving up for a new card opening. I'm like, when I open this new card, when I get approved, I will have 3 months to spend X amount of dollars, and then you get 90,000 points. But you have to strategically plan out the things that you want to buy. Like, okay, my car insurance, I'm going to pay for the whole year in advance on this credit card, because I know I'm going to get, you know, whatever, 2,000 points for that.
It's like a full-time job just to keep track of it. Meanwhile, on the text line, it's not all good stuff like trips to Europe. 818 says, I use 6,000 points for a free Happy Meal at McDonald's.
There you go.
So that's probably not the best point-to-dollar ratio, because there's a whole rhyme or reason to that. But still, pretty great when, like, because I forget if it's Walgreens. There's somewhere I go where if I pay with a credit card, it will say to me, do you want to just use your points to cover this?
Right.
And I'm like, sure, this seems like the least effective way to use my points. Absolutely, I will.
Well, and I love when you go to like a place like Sephora. They're like, you've gotten enough points for this tiny lip gloss. Oh, right. Do you want it? And I'm like, yes, I do.
Sam, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hello?
Hey, Sam.
Hi. Well, they kind of don't do this anymore, but Chipotle had a rewards program where I essentially would pick up everybody's lunch at work, and I accumulated enough points to throw a party, and it was catered by Chipotle.
Whoa!
That's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I still take advantage of that rewards program. I mean, I like that one. That one is like easier for me than a lot.
But you have to feel a sense of accomplishment. Like, they have to give you enough rewards for you to feel like you're working towards something. Like, some of them really just feel like you're spinning your wheels. Somebody on Instagram said that they've opened and closed over 100 different credit cards, and they have not paid for a business class flight or hotel in over 10 years.
How does that not affect their credit? Like, at some point,
it's good to open and close credit cards.
It is?
For your credit, yeah. Because then you pay off the bill and close the account, but and then your credit goes
up. Aren't they constantly checking and being like, how come there's so many credit checks on you?
So as long as your balance is paid off, I guess they don't care.
Yeah, as long as you pay off your balance and then close the account, you're still earning credit.
I will say that every time I'm on a flight anywhere and they give you that hard pitch, because it doesn't matter what airline you're on now, they're like, by the way, just while we have your attention, we got this JetBlue Visa card, and you don't have to get it, but if you sign up today, you'll have enough points to basically fly you around the world for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
And you're like, that does seem good.
I know. And then the holidays are coming up, and that's the best time to open multiple credit cards.
Right,
I mean, if it's like, hey, it's Kohl's, open a credit card and get 40% off today. And you're like, great. I do that a lot of times.
There's a guy called the Points Guru.
Yeah.
And he's like, he almost is speaking another language because he says all the things. Do this for this, and only do this for this, and buy groceries with this. And if you can do all these things, at the end of the year, you'll have enough points to buy a house. And you're like, what are you talking about?
I know. But then most people just will open a credit card, put a lot of money on it, and then forget about it and not be able to pay it. And then that's what the credit cards bank on.
Yeah. And they're right. Oh, they're so often right.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's why we're in debt.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. It's Halloween, it's the prequend, and yes, in case you are unaware, getting out of a coma right now, congratulations to your World Series champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers. So many messages of people just screaming and yelling into the goat line, understandably, people very excited for so many different...
We won, baby.
People very excited, a lot of yelling, some very drunk people calling as well.
True. Very drunken messages. But go Dodgers, baby! What?
And then someone that wanted to ask Omar if he still feels that baseball is as boring as he did at the beginning of the season, because he has claimed that baseball is truly the most boring sport. It's America's boring pastime, he calls it.
Omar, there's no way you can say baseball's boring, bro. Top of the fifth. 5-5. Whoa, that's excitement, bro. You know it. We need you to admit it on the air. What a great game this is. Woo, go Dodgers!
So, Omar, will you admit now, because I've got so many clips of you over the years. Every baseball season, usually, Allie, around opening, what is it, opening day is when Omar records all of his reasons why baseball is boring. And he's got all these, I mean, I could play a million for
and,
you.
Yeah, I have a ton of them. And you know what? I will say that baseball is still super boring, okay? But maybe like 5%, 2% is exciting. And actually, I'm in a little bit of a predicament because my girls have been watching the World Series, but they've had like softball practice or batting practice like during like, for example, they had a game during game number one, and they got home just in time to watch innings 8, 9, and 10.
Oh.
The Grand Slam and everything.
Yes.
And then yesterday, they had batting practice, and then they got to see the Dodgers come back from a 5-run deficit. So they think in their minds that baseball is just exciting, and now they're going to want to watch it, but it's still just like, you know, 98% boring.
Yeah, here's some of the many.
You screwed yourself.
Yeah, Omar, I'm screwed now.
Because you get your kids into something that you don't like, you're then forced to kind of start to like it. I mean, this is, you go back to the beginning of the season, this was just some of what Omar had shared with us all.
And now, another thing Omar loves about baseball. In what other sport do they ask the fans to stand up in the middle of the game to do a stretch? Because they're afraid of you falling asleep because the game is so freaking boring. Idiots.
That was another thing Omar loves about baseball.
All right, guys, get up. Let's stretch. He's like, it's almost over.
There's no bigger baseball hater than Omar, and today he has to eat his words.
And now, another thing Omar loves about baseball.
What's up with not playing in the rain? What kind of pussy-ass athletes are you? Who wouldn't want to see a bat accidentally slip and hit the catcher or the pitcher or something? That would make me want to watch. Idiots.
That was another thing Omar loves about baseball.
True. You know, what you should do, Omar, is play them a no-hitter.
Yeah, play your kids.
Play something super boring like that.
Yeah, and be like, this is one of the most iconic games in history, and then play it, and it's
loving it.
No hits whatsoever.
I'm out.
They will love it. It's crazy to think how much your daughters love baseball and how you're the father and you think things like this.
And now, another thing Omar loves about baseball.
What's up with those stupid umpires? don't they know how to speak? You never can tell when it's a ball or a strike because they're just like, strike or ball. It's simple. Shut up.
That was another thing all my loves about baseball.
That's so true. They're like,
they do hand signals.
Like, what?
They do hand signals too.
Ball.
All right.
That's kind of like the most fun part about being an umpire.
I think it's got to be the best part.
You got to be good.
Yeah, listen to all the noises Allie's made. She could be a great umpire, right?
That's a ball and a strike.
There's the pitch. And it is. All right. You're out.
That's full count.
Hey, Rock, fun Allie show. Good vibes all over the place. I see our freaks have started to arrive for the 10-second freak show that will be kicking off next hour. Tickets for you later this morning in case you're not already excited enough because of all things Halloween and Dodgers. But tickets for you later this morning to go to When We Were Young in Vegas. That lineup just announced. And yes, it is a lot of great bands all at the same place at the same time, and we'll get you in. Keep in mind... You know what that means. Call us and we'll give you something else at 800-520-1067. But first, let's get to your news. News is happening all the time. And here it is. Here she is to break
it. Thank you so much. Wow. I did dress as a woman for Halloween.
Here it is to break it down.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Don't change the station or I get beaten.
All right, it's official. The Dodgers are World Series champions. And when the mayor told people a few games ago to go Metro for the World Series, the people listened. She didn't clarify that that did not mean setting an LA Metro bus on fire.
She should have said that. I thought that's what she meant.
And it's funny because there is a fine line between the way you celebrate a win versus a loss.
Not really, though.
I mean, when things are being set on fire and there's looting, like, it could be a win, or it also could be like Dallas after every Cowboys loss. Yep. You know? But this is what happened last night, among other things.
Just a short distance from Dodger Stadium, a hostile crowd set an MTA bus on fire near the intersection of Sunset Boulevard and Echo Park. Fans were seen climbing on top of that bus, which police say was also tagged before it burst into flames.
That's the only way.
Playing piano on top of a flaming bus saying, I love LA.
So good.
Such a great way to celebrate. Yes. Go Metro. That's what they're saying.
Well, if you think about it, there are so many different types of Dodger fans out there. There are many criminals who have been robbing houses for months who are Dodger fans.
Right.
And how do they celebrate? They celebrate by doing what they love, which is stealing. And then you also have cops who are Dodger fans, and they celebrate by arresting people.
Sure.
So there were about 20 arrests and counting, and this was some of the looting that took place at LA Live, among other places.
Reports of 400 to 500 people inside of this Nike flagship store. It's a Jordan flagship store in downtown LA at Broadway and 6th. You can see 30 minutes later, there are still tons of shoes walking away. We're watching
tons of shoes walking away.
Yeah.
He's got fresh Nikes on now.
We got it. That's right.
It's so great when people celebrate athletes by stealing athletic shoes.
It's great. Nothing like it. I forgot to get
did
my
nothing to earn this.
I forgot to get my my to-do list, my to-rob list together the game. I really thought. In my gut, I really thought that the Yankees were going to win last night and it was going to come back to L.A.
I kind of did, too. It was looking that way. And then that one inning, the fifth inning or whatever, it just completely changed.
I was ill-prepared for my looting. Yeah. And maybe that's for the better.
Nothing says Dodgers quite like an unlawful assembly, right?
That's right.
All right, one thing you may notice about today is that every guy who didn't have a Halloween costume planned is now going as a Dodger for Halloween. And as for some other costumes we're seeing, overall the Halloween costume posts have been tamer this year, I think because it's an election year. And speaking of, today at the White House, they're celebrating by handing out candies and books to children. Joe Biden did not dress up.
They're handing out books?
Yes.
Man, burn that bus again. That's crazy.
And I feel like because Joe Biden is so old, he's probably handing out like what's really a treat to him.
What was it?
Like
book?
Old people,
candies, yeah, Werther's and stuff.
Yeah, where it's just like a sucker, you know, like a lime flavored sucker. And they're like, oh, what a treat. I'll take it. And then Jill Biden was dressed as a giant panda from head to toe.
Did you see what Biden did?
Well, I just saw him really.
I think he was biting children or something.
There was a child dressed like as a turkey or something, and he bit the kid's leg, and he said this.
That's a big bird, man.
He's just at this point, no F's given, you know?
What the hell, right? What's he doing now?
They're like, come on, Joe, it's not a real turkey. Joe.
You know when you're in the final week of your job, you're not giving any F's,
totally.
Right?
If you don't care about Halloween, by the way, and you do care about free parking, from 11 a.m. today to noon tomorrow, there is no parking enforcement in West Hollywood because of Carnival tonight. So if you want to just take advantage of the parking situation, feel free. All right, Chad Smith is a guy who knows how to celebrate. He's probably very happy right now. I assume he's a Dodger fan. But he was all over the internet yesterday because of a moment at the Santa Monica Pier with a busker. And in the video, you see a
guy. He burned the busker?
Burned it.
He burned it.
Oh, my God. What is he doing?
Buses.
That's
and
him raging.
So these are the things you only see in L.A., a video of a guy drumming on the street, busking. He's playing along to the Chili Peppers in a boombox, and this is what it sounded like. And then he's performing for one person who's sitting there on a planter across from him, and it happens to be Chad Smith, the actual drummer of the Chili Peppers. So you never know who you're actually going to be performing.
That's
got to
be cool, man. I feel like that's one of those moments that busker doesn't even realize, playing the song. Every once in a while you get that viral story of busker on the side of the road trying to make a couple of bucks, singing a song, and next thing you know, it's Alicia Keys rolling right up, listening to this busker going, wow, you are really ruining my song.
I know. I think that really famous artists really love to give buskers a little bit of time and attention. Chris Martin told us a story when we were hanging out with him at his whatever his recording studio. He said he had an occurrence with a busker in a different country, and the guy was like one of the worst buskers.
Worst.
And he was like, I went there like multiple days in a row just to watch this guy and give him some money. And he was like, I thought, you know, maybe I could give him some tips or something. And when I came back the next day, the guy just said, you again.
Yeah. It's a great story. Yeah, Chris Martin said he really like felt the need to kind of like shepherd this busker and give him advice on his performance.
Because I'm sure it makes them think of the times where they were really scraping to get by and really just trying to play for anybody who would listen.
And the busker was so angry that for the third day in a row, Chris Martin Coldplay stopped by. He's like, just
get out of here.
All right. I assume I know why people are calling now, but let me say hi to Gabe, who is caller 20. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, Klein, hey, Allie, yeah!
You heard the doorbell.
Finally got through.
Yeah, you called K-Rock. We got a bunch of stuff we're giving away all day today. Allie, what is awesome. Gabe? What is Gabe getting from this?
Oh, let me look. Hold on. I got to see
the giant basket of crap that we have from the back office.
Nobody can put a basket.
What does he get?
What?
Gabe, what do you get? Let's find out.
Hey, you're getting one of our limited edition Klein Allie Show Blood Drive t-shirts.
Oh!
And you're also going to get some K-Rock Locals Only on vinyl.
Hey, good for you. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
That's way better than a sweet tart. Hold on. Adult trick-or-treating will continue to roll on all show long. Of course, there's lots of calls, celebration calls about the Dodgers, but a lot of hate continuing to pour through for this guy, Roger the Dodger Hater. We've got a special song that we've put together for Roger the Dodger Hater and the New York Yankees.
This is my first time calling the GOAT line, and this message is specifically for Roger the Dodger Hater. Go F yourself. Dodgers are the World Series champs. Woo! We did it.
Suck it, Roger the Dodger Hater.
Yay, Dodgers! Yay! And thank you, Roger the Dodger Hater.
Roger the Dodger Hater. Stick it up your stanky ass.
This is for you, Roger the Dodger Hater and the Yankees.